Microsoft is embracing what might otherwise be considered outlaw behavior, at least with its popular motion sensor for Xbox called Kinect. Kinect lets you play games by moving your body, no controller needed. And since its release late last year, it has been extremely successful. But not only gamers are buying it. Computer engineers and hobbyists have hacked the Kinect to do all sorts of things. Browse the web with a nod of your head, turn music up with a flick of the wrist, and lots more. Alex Schmidt reports that at least for the Kinect, Microsoft says the more hacking, the better.
In a dark, crowded workspace in West Los Angeles, two men flailed their arms around in front of a white wall.
Stand straighter, arms further out.
The sensor of the Microsoft Kinect was pointed at them, but they couldn't get it to pick up their movements. They tried crouching down lower, lifting their heads higher, and finally, they've only just started playing with the machine and brainstorming the endless things they might be able to do with it. One of the techies says we'll have sensors like these in our homes, and they'll be able to tell family members if we fall down. Another suggests conducting virtual orchestras. Todd Kurt was pondering his own killer Kinect app.
It's very exciting. I think the sensor that's in the Kinect is an amazing piece of engineering, and it's kind of unheard of that we're able to get access to it at such a price point.
It used to be that to experiment with motion capture technology, you'd have to spend thousands of dollars. The Kinect costs $150 and gives tinkerers access to the motion capture research Microsoft has already done.
I have two wrenches here.
Mark Bolas is a director at the Institute for Creative Technologies at USC.
I remember getting this wrench with my father when I was 13 or 14 years old. And then with it, I could start working on my bicycle, and I got into motorcycles and all these things that I could build. The wrenches of today aren't physical. They're these software wrenches.
Giving developers the wrenches to the Kinect was a calculated decision by Microsoft. They could have encrypted the system, but decided not to. Shannon Loftus is studio head at a Microsoft group that developed the Kinect. They launched November of last year.
And in less than a week, KinectHacks.net was up, and everybody who had anything to do with Kinect in Microsoft was glued to that site every single day. And every single day, some new innovation got circulated, and everybody kind of dropped their jaws in amazement.
One of the hacks let people move a robot using their bodies. Another let you finger paint by waving your hands through the air. Loftus says, for Microsoft, opening the system up to everyone else's creativity makes good business sense.
Their customers will buy Kinects, and at the center of the whole revolution in the way that people are interacting with machines is a device that Microsoft owns.
Stacy Holmes considered buying one himself. He's in a wheelchair following spinal surgery.
The gems are going to light up, and just touch them in the order in which they light up.
At a USC clinic in Long Beach, he played a Kinect game for physical therapy, stretching his arms out to grab virtual gems inside a mine shaft.
It causes you to try things at a pace and a precision that you wouldn't otherwise try to do. And so that and the grandkids, yeah, I'd probably try this at home.
Microsoft's approach to the Kinect is part of a generational shift in the tech industry. Letting other people in to tinker with inner workings could become the default for big companies, rather than building old-fashioned walls for control. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at carbonite.com. This is NPR News.